The Football Sack.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever it is, whatever time it is with you as you listen to the Football Sack podcast. Welcome to the Sack on Sunday. My name is Matt Greenlaw. I'm the editor here at the Football Sack. I'm joined in the studio by Michael Rochek. You've been on holiday, mate. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I've been practicing for this moment. I've been getting ready for it, and I'm here, and I'm delivering some A-League opinion today, which is good. It's been about 3 or 4 weeks between drinks. I'm enjoying it.
I can imagine you over there in Austria just practicing your podcast technique.
I was inspired by the sound of music, which is, you know, quite a strong feeling in that town, and I'm sort of trying to imbue some of that the feeling and the fervor of the hills in my A-League analysis.
I do feel that the studio is alive with the sound of your voice.
It is. It is undeniably the case.
Noel, great to have you back in the studio. Looking forward to hearing some of your opinions and views on the Hyundai A-League that we love to talk about. Pete Novakovsky, Supernova.
I'm here.
It's just been discovered that your name that we imparted on you, it's been stolen. Mm. Supernova.
Yeah. Mm. Novak Djokovic has stolen it. Supernova.
And Supernovak.
And he sent you a cease and desist letter saying, you know, cease using Supernova because people are confusing it with Supernovak.
It's not cool. I'm not liking this.
Well, you were here first. I believe you have entitlement over that. Can we just consult our lawyers on that?
In Australia, you started it.
There you go.
Unless he was saying it, you know, 2 or 3 years ago when he debuted at the Australian Open and people were calling him that. I think you've got rights to the Australian airspace and the land as well.
And we have...
I'll tell you what, this is my opinion on that moment.
You're happy with that?
That was triumphant. Mm. That was good.
Did you just turn on your computer?
No,
it was a sound effect. Oh, great.
But the computer is on.
There's plenty to talk about over the past weekend and midweek. There's a few matches of football as well. Let's get right into them. But first, I want to talk about a Twitter trend, because there was a great trend that happened on Twitter in the past week, and we kind of ran with it. I think Scott Condon started the tweet, "Things Matt Ryan Could Stop."
And of course, it was in reference to that incredible, incredible match that he played, wasn't it, against Melbourne Heart?
Mm. Yes.
And, you know, seemingly stopping unstoppable shots. And the Twitterverse didn't ignore it.
Well, let's list some of the things that, some of the suggestions, basically. Things that Matt Ryan could stop: a Boeing 747.
Yeah, he could stop that.
That's no mean feat as well.
He's got big hands.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
Rivers ads.
I don't know if you could stop them. They're so boring that...
You know, the thing about Rivers ads is that they don't employ actors or anything. They employ their own staff, and then they get someone else, like a staff member, to voice it, and it's all internal.
And you know the craziest thing? You wouldn't realize that at all, would you?
Next up, 442's terrible pun headlines.
Can't stop them. Well, no, you know, I think he could. We're saying that he can stop them, so he can.
Yeah. Sepp Blatter.
Well, if anyone's going to stop somebody, it's Matt Ryan. And Sepp Blatter, you'd think he was an immovable object, but maybe Matt Ryan, if you sent him to Zurich, you could stop him.
We're looking at the article that is up on the Football Sack right now.
Correct,
about
I am.
The top 10 tweets that we got sent. There's about six more. I think we named four just then. There's also a list of them down the bottom of the article, some comments made, and you can go onto the article and comment as well.
There's a really sweet one. It's Matt Ryan could stop in the name of love. Well done, Peter Brody.
Yeah, great. So if you want to comment on things that Matt Ryan could stop, jump on the article there on the Football Sack website. Let's kick into some football. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Pete, can you give us a bit of a wrap of what games happened last night?
Last night, a couple of games to keep us all entertained. First up, however, there was the fixture on Friday night, Wellington Phoenix versus Newcastle Jets, that was actually at Osgood Stadium. Wellington getting a 1-0 win. Central Coast 3-2 over Adelaide at Blue Tongue, and 1-1 point shared between Melbourne Heart and Brisbane Roar. There you go.
And Wellington Phoenix, our pick to be cellar dwellers, coming third. Coming third, boys. Ricky Herbert, an incredible, incredible achievement. so far.
We're really proving our caliber.
Yeah.
As football pundits.
Oh, yeah. But no, really, if you look at
everyone do that?
Yeah. Yes. If you look at what was happening, they had ownership that was going bankrupt in Terry Serapisos.
About 10 players.
Yeah. They had literally had about, well, probably 13 or 14, yeah, which is just enough to get going on the park. But if you face a single injury worry, which you do in the A-League, it's a pretty rough and tumble league as well. Amazing, amazing. Manny Muscat, Tim Brown, Danny Sanchez. These guys have stepped it up again. Danny Sanchez in his first season, but just a great, great squad, a great nucleus, and Ricky Herbert working wonders in Wellington. Wow. Did you hear that? Working wonders in Wellington.
I like that alliteration. Well, kudos.
You said earlier as we were on radio for Beyond the 90, you said that...
So, the future of Australian goalkeeping is in good hands.
Yeah, you said that. I picked that one up. I love that. I also liked that Wellington Phoenix have now solved their solvency problems.
Yeah, that was nice. That just came off. That just rolled off the tongue.
I tell you what, he's come back bigger and better than ever before after this European
adventure. The practicing
adventure
that you've been doing in Austria.
It's working.
Whatever you did.
Yeah. Well, I came back bigger because a 5-course, you know, ridiculous Austrian food. It's definitely, but I think.
Yet to be decided. Yeah. We'll talk to you in about 6 months and see how we've done.
Probably be a lot slower and more subdued. And actually, Pete's going to go subdued Nova. He's going to have a measured statement later on in the show.
Stay tuned for that one.
Yeah.
No, Wellington Phoenix, great guns. Good on them. They're coming third currently. Astonishing, really.
Mm, it is. It's an incredible result, and it's down in no small part to the stalwarts of the club, guys like Tim Brown, who've been there all before, keep popping up and scoring goals. Manny Muscat's been there, and Durante.
Even Ben Sigman.
Yeah.
He's doing really well at that centre-back position for Wellington at the moment, but I guess the key player, Alex Smith, he's performed well all season, just signed a contract to keep him out at the club for the rest of the year, especially since his injury replacement contract ended on January 16th. So kudos to you, Alex Smith, for coming back bigger and stronger than ever before.
Like Roshek.
He's come back and he's staying in the A-League for a bit longer. And I have a funny feeling that Gold Coast guys are sitting at there at the moment going, I think we should have signed him or kept him along a bit longer than we did.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Although Maseo Richters has done quite well.
Yeah.
I believe. He's been one of the better players, as has Ben Halloran. He's been amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
But Gold Coast
United. A lot of Twitter crushes.
Yeah,
on Bella,
I think I've already stated mine.
Yes, you have.
Well, and my mum has stated hers.
Yeah, and Kai Simon doesn't play for Gold Coast, so I'm out. but yeah, look, he really is an incredible achievement. And also Danny Sanchez has come on. Took him a while to get going with the continental style in the A-League, but really quality player and an excellent acquisition from our man Ricky Herbert.
Central Coast Mariners versus Adelaide. Central Coast, they get another win. 3-2.
Another one.
Yeah.
But Cozzy's now beaten, though.
Mm.
He's now faced a loss and has to tell his team. Well, I don't know what he tells his team now. Just keep playing. Keep going.
That's basically, I think, how he coaches teams. Yep. But that's my view. Just keep going. Look,
he
Mariners.
Inspires passion, his main coaching advantage.
Well, he's had two draws, two wins, and now a loss at the club. So perhaps that means that Perth Glory fans next week will already be celebrating, saying, yes, he's going to get a second loss to keep that pattern going.
That's right.
Is that two wins, two losses, and two draws? Is that just an average start?
Well, yeah, I mean, look,
that's actually a pretty good start. It's not bad,
especially by A-League standards. If you discount Central Coast, who are up ahead on 40 points, the rest of the clubs have got just as many wins, draws, and losses as each other. And it's Cozzy coming in and having an effect. I think we might judge him in 5 or 6 weeks' time if they make the finals. If they do, then he's done a good job. Mm. He's turned it around after a few issues. But let's look at that game. Mariners really let the Reds into that game. They had two defensive worries with Svansvijk and Alex Wilkinson, with Van Dijk and Jitte getting the better of them, respectively. And it was really only some final sort of 20-minute heroics that got the Mariners out of jail. And you see that with clubs that are winning games on a regular basis.
Yeah. Our writer, Tyson Scott, actually wrote that they really believe in themselves at the moment.
Mm.
And that's the big story, that they, even though they might not be playing the best football, they can still grind out a result.
Well, it all comes down to super sub Adam Kwasniak, who comes off the bench yet again and gets himself he got himself a goal that brought the equaliser back to 2-2 for Central Coast Mariners. Their football is just good, and everything's going right for Adam Kwasniak. We've seen, well, a good friend of mine, Giovanni Coppola, saying that he actually taught Adam Kwasniak when he was at school, was very quick at the 100-meter sprint, not very good at maths, but
say,
that's all right.
You say their football is good, but last night it wasn't as good as it could as it has been.
It wasn't as pretty.
Yeah, it was a bit... Hmm.
But it was funny because recently we've had this debate over whether or not to mic up coaches on the sidelines, and with last week being Miron Bloberg, this week Zeljko Kalic, the assistant coach of Sydney FC, going to get mic'd up. Now, the funny thing is, Graham Arnold doesn't actually need to be mic'd up because we can hear everything he says.
Yeah.
This week, last night we heard, two up front! We want two up front! Literally just non-stop. Everyone knows what the tactic is.
He wants two up front.
Yeah. Two up front. Yeah.
No, look, take nothing away from Arnie. He's been solid this year, and the club is going places. They'll make the finals, obviously, but...
Doesn't it say something for Australian coaches?
It does, definitely, yeah.
Mehmet Durakovic doesn't say much for Australian coaches, but Arnold, doing all right.
I reckon, Mem, if he gets another shot for A-League Redemption.
Not for a while.
Not for a while, maybe, but he came in at a time when the whole club and organisation wasn't in the best shape and in a transitional period.
Do you not think that a coach from one of the Premier Leagues would have been a better choice?
I'd like to see Peter Sakenis get a shot.
Yeah, we've been touting that for a little while.
Arthur Pappas.
Arthur Pappas, these two coaches that have done really well for Sydney Olympic and Oakley Cannons, respectively. Possibly they should have deserved a chance more so than
love to see it.
A youth coach.
We haven't really seen a lot of that happen, have we? We've seen a lot of players making the jump, obviously, because you call upon them, there's more players. But the coaches, we sort of favour former Socceroos or people from other countries.
Brian Deans made a move. Obviously, we talked about that a lot last year. Coach of Parramatta Eagles, Melita, and he came into the youth position at Sydney FC.
That's a good way to make the transition, but I think guys like Sakenis and lost it
Pappas.
Now. Pappas have really shown that they're the real deal and that they can lead men and perhaps haven't shown that they can lead youth.
Well, before Gary Van Egmont got the job at Newcastle Jets, I was under the impression that Sakenis was still on that short list of people who was very much offered that position.
But talking about youth lead coaches that possibly are not quite ready... the youth league coach of Newcastle Jets, whose name escapes me, did quite well.
In
the stand-in position.
He was good for a few weeks.
Craig Deans. There you go.
He looked
hitting the hard facts here at the football.
So. Yeah, we got that there in the end.
All our listeners are going, Jesus, guys,
it's Craig Deans.
Sometimes these things escape you, but he did look quite statesmanlike on the side of the pitch. He looked quite good.
So that article that I was talking about, Tyson Scott has written about why Central Coast can grind out these results. That's up on the football sack. They believe is the heading.
It's so sweet.
I believe. That's a that's a musical.
That's a good note. Hello. That was a good note.
The actual cool thing about the football sack website, which is on the far right hand side.
To you.
The archive section. I just found an article here that you wrote back in May last year, actually 2010, saying, where are Sydney Rovers? With the Sydney Rovers logo.
That's still relevant.
A bit of an article.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool. So if you have not actually really looked at the Football Sacks website like I really haven't before, the archive section is awesome. Check it out.
That article is quite good as well. I wrote that a while ago. And that's still relevant.
Still relevant.
Where are the Sydney Rovers?
Exactly.
There you go. Next.
What's the other game that's been played? We went to a game.
Yes,
can I talk about that game?
Yes,
that
we went to a game. That was
on
a cool
Wednesday.
Game.
You and I went to Pete Supernova. We travelled to Campbelltown. We got stuck on the M5.
Pretty good.
We won't talk about that.
The M5 car park.
But we arrived. We got there pretty much on time and watched Sydney FC get a goal and then lose it.
Well, not really lose it.
Get
a
advantage.
Point.
Yeah, they lost 2 points. It was a pretty inglorious match. By all accounts, I wasn't there because, like most other people, 5:30 is work time.
Didn't you get that leave early pass from FFA? I didn't. It worked at my work.
My boss would have laughed at me. Who are the FFA and what do they do? And are they going to pay your wages?
But a couple of people that I know worked a few hours overtime the night before. and then took...
Ah, I was doing that, but didn't work.
Doing that anyway.
That's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about this game, Sydney FC getting that 1-1 result against Perth Glory at Campbelltown. The crowd figure wasn't brilliant, but that's because of the time and...
It was 5,500, but it looked quite decent inside the stadium.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it you did. And I, and we had a good... We were up on the hill. Oh, that was so it was good really fun watching football on a grassy knoll.
Hmm. Well, I saw football from a grassy knoll in Cogra when they beat the Roar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great way to watch football.
You're just sitting back, having a couple of halftime hot dogs.
Mm. In warm weather as well.
Yeah, oh, you've lost it.
Whoa.
Where was that practicing?
I have been practicing, I swear.
You said solvency before, and I now did. You can't get warm weather.
I've got Sydney Festival fatigue. I was out watching Whitest Boy Alive last night, but that's another story.
Can I ask, why is Sydney FC, why are they losing so late in the match? Why are they conceding?
I think
it's... Before you answer...
Whoa!
No, you can answer, but I just thought that the question is posed up on an article online.
Ah.
Yeah? By Matt Collard. Just posted just then.
Excellent.
I published it just a couple minutes ago, and he's answered that question.
And what does Matt Collard have to say?
Well, what were you going to say?
Well, I kind of have this feeling that perhaps Beauchamp and Boskart haven't really totally fully gelled. They're good individual players. I saw Beauchamp play against Serbia and South Africa. And he shut down some amazing players. But I just don't think the two of them have really hit their straps. And it's very much advanced in the season.
Should I tell the listeners what Matt Collard has explained?
No, I don't think
it
so.
To be?
No.
Well, I'll tell you my thoughts first up. The biggest thing that I found is at training, they don't actually play together. They're actually on different teams whenever the squads are playing like five-a-side or whatever.
That doesn't seem right, does it?
No, exactly. Yeah. So you have Pascal on one team and Beauchamp on the other. Right. And so that communication just doesn't really work all that well. Same thing happens with Bridge and Bruno. They're always on opposite teams. They never really link up together.
This is the conversation we had on the grassy knoll.
We did.
And the result of that conversation, we thought that it would be better if we just played defense versus attack.
Mm.
Play a half game, a half-fielded game. Attack, defense.
Yeah.
Yes. Surely that'll work.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Lovichka, this is what most trainings consist of. But obviously Lovichka knows these things.
Yeah.
He must have his own plans and methodologies. And he's won an A-League. He's won a Czech League. He's won many things. He's been a youth coach for the Czech national side. But
obviously here at the Football Sack, we're spruiking jobs for others. But we here...
And ourselves.
We would also like a job in coaching.
Well, three of us have offered ourselves to many positions. You know, we've got numerous years of Football Manager experience on computer games. And why not convert it to the real world?
For the latest news, opinion, match reports, and for more on the A-League, head to our website at thefootballsack.com.
Matt Collard, he is really good with his tactical nous. And,
he's a young zonal marking, I like to think of him as.
Yeah, and that's a website that talks all things tactics.
Strategy.
So if you'd like to figure out, because we just talk, we possibly don't know what we're talking about.
It just comes in 5 seconds before and it comes in.
But Matt Collard actually does know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
he does.
So if you'd like to know the definitive answer as to why Sydney FC are conceding so late, jump on the website.
Done. And what is that website after all?
Didn't it just say that on the sting? Didn't it just say it?
Say it again.
Thefootballsack.com.
Thank
nice.
You. Done. Awesome.
We've got a revamped segment coming up, don't we?
We do.
Rochek.
We do. It's been a while since I've heard this, and today, Supernova Pete makes a measured statement. We call it Subdued Nova.
Today, boys and girls, I've come to talk to you about the Major League Soccer app for iPhones and the iPad. Now, this app, it's actually beautiful. It just makes me feel really, really happy. It gives you all the news on the main page, and it just looks gorgeous. And when you click on the video side, you get your daily news in 5-minute intervals. It's just so beautiful. You can look at playoffs, standings, and you can find out who's winning in all the stats. Oh, it's gorgeous. Then you can slide across to to each team, find out what their chants are, and look at what the biggest news, like what Beckham's doing at LA Galaxy. Why can't we have the same here in the A-League?
And that was Pete Makes a Measured Statement.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was quite a moment. I'm quite emotionally overcome after that. I think the point is that the MLS has a superb app, and we're quite new to this in the A-League, and there are some things we can learn. We can always learn and always improve, and why not look at the MLS app? Yeah,
the big digital push has come this year for the FFA.
Tremendous step forward.
Yeah, but a lot of codes have done similar, and the cricket this summer season has done the same, and they've got what's called a Vodafone verdict, which is a live... They ask a question on the television broadcast, and immediately, instantly, it's up there for you to answer on the app.
Interactive.
It's so interactive. Mm. And then, instantly, a couple minutes later, you've answered it, and then they're showing the results on the television of how everyone else is... voted.
And isn't that what social media is all about? It's about feeling like you're participating in what's going on in day-to-day life, having an opinion, having a view, taking part and making a contribution. And a little bit, the A-League app is a little bit more like a one-way conversation. It's more like results, news, this, that. There's nowhere where you can state your view in a constructive way about what's transpired and have your say. And it's really good, isn't it? Having that opportunity every sort of, on the cricket, it's slightly different. You've got 6 hours of programming. Yeah. You need to move things forward sometimes.
But do it on match day Saturday.
Do one question at halftime or before the game, and one at halftime, and do it for each match.
Yeah. Social, you're right. Interaction is what social media is all about.
Done.
While we're doing segments, done. Yeah,
done.
Tick.
Good. Should we keep that segment, or should we revert back to Pete Goes Supernova? Let us know.
Yeah, I would really like to hear your opinions.
Info at the football sack. Get in contact via email. We're going to jump to another segment now, straight away.
Because we have so many of them.
Straight up.
I think this is the last one. This is Keeping Up with Balotelli, the segment we introduced last week, where we just have a look at what Mario Balotelli from Manchester City is up to, because he's a bit of a crazy guy. Last week we told you about his school visits. This week we've got a few more for you.
But this week we've got three stories to keep you entertained. The first one I'm bringing to you, it is... This week, the Italian striker has taken a shine to a stray cat called Wimbledon, who is a frequent visitor at Manchester City training sessions. Every day, Balotelli makes sure the cat has been fed and stays back after training to make sure none of his teammates have run over the cat by accident at the training park car park.
I love it.
Isn't that sweet?
He's
a nice boy. He's a nice boy, Balotelli. Maybe misunderstood, maybe a little bit overtly strong in his views, but just what a sweet guy. That's quite nice.
What else has he done, Rochek?
Well, it's not just, Shane Warne that has a musical or Paul Keating that has a musical. Mario Balotelli... They're writing a musical for him.
They
are writing a musical for him. It appears that a musician called Patrick Knowles has composed a piece of music called Balotelli, Why Always Me? And it's a strong question, and a question that needs to be asked. But he wants to go a step further. He wants to compose an opera telling the life of the City striker. And at the age of 22, there's probably room for a second musical if we get that far.
Yeah, like a Love Never Dies sequel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd like to see,
that's a musical reference to Phantom of the Opera there.
The heathens. But no, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think I'd like to see, a soprano delivering, Balotelli's pain, his internal suffering,
Well, my insider knowledge is it's going to be a jazz musical.
Ooh.
So it makes a little bit different on the side.
Nice.
Look, finally, Mario was rumoured to have marched into John Ryland's library in Deansgate, and he stunned staff by paying everyone's overdue library fees.
Brilliant.
You know what I'd like to do?
What's that?
Yeah, so you're supposed to answer there. You know what I'd like to do?
Yeah.
Okay. No, just a third time lucky, and then you've got to respond.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, sure.
You know what I'd like to do?
What would you like to do,
What
Matt?
Would you like to do, Matt?
I would actually like to keep up with Balotelli.
Okay, in what way? How are we going to do this?
Because you know how he's been... he's looking after a stray cat.
Yeah.
I think we should keep up with that. We should look after a stray cat as well.
Mm.
Okay, cool.
He gave money to a homeless guy.
Yep.
Maybe we should...
We should do that too.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've actually started. I've started to do that.
Right.
There's an opera being written about him.
Yeah.
I'm going to write an opera about you.
So we're going to write our
Patrick
own
Knowles
opera.
No, Patrick Knowles wrote the... Yeah, he's writing an opera.
Okay, cool.
So I thought I'd write an opera too. I've started.
Okay, so what have you got so far?
Okay, listen to this. I haven't got a tune yet, so I'm just going to make one
up. Just preface it by saying there's no tune yet, but this is what I've come up with so far.
But this is under copyright laws.
Yeah.
After training, I look after a kitten. It's rewarding, it makes me feel smitten. I paid all their library fees. Oh, Manchester is my family.
That's quite good, isn't
that
it?
That's well done. That's quite good. Good work.
And I was,
why always me?
Why always me?
Yeah. And I've just got a little poem as well that I just, on the side.
A poem on the side, nice. Cool.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I suck at poems, Mario Balotelli.
That's quite good too.
Well done, mate.
Quite good.
Oh, good work.
That's quite good. That could form the basis of some sort of operetta or novella. I think that's quite nice.
So each week we might bring some of that back. We might bring our reports back as to how we've kept up with Balotelli. So that, guys, is your mission.
Okay.
How have you kept up with Balotelli?
Cool.
That's been our segment. Thanks. You guys responded well to that, so we're going to keep it.
Mm. Awesome.
Look, that's about all we've got time for here on the Football Sack Podcast. So check out all the articles that we've been talking about on the show. Plenty of good content coming up. We've got plenty of new ideas coming up as well. Monday morning is the release of The Crossbar. Comes out once a week. The weekly wrap of your likes and dislikes.
I can't wait. You know how people sit out the front of like ticket offices with little tents and sleeping bags?
Yep.
I do the exact same waiting for The Crossbar.
Wow. I think it's a great way to start the week. I really get a lot out of that, and Scotty Condon needs to be applauded for that great piece of writing. It's a point of difference for our website. It's excellent.
There's also a new segment coming up. Sam McInerney, he's known for doing the photoshopping on the Crossbar articles.
Okay, so that boxing poster of Berisha versus Boschart, that's him?
That was brilliant.
Well
that
done.
That was an excellent,
well done,
excellent
Sammy.
Poster.
The A-League logo on the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yes.
So the fireworks... on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, nice. That was him?
That was him.
Wow.
He's going to bring a new segment, a bit of a photoshopping of the week in the A-League.
Cool.
So watch out for that in coming weeks. Rochek, it's wonderful to have you back in the studio.
It has been great. And I just want to leave everyone with a final thought that Perth Glory are thinking about, well, Tony Sage wants to start a rugby league side under the same name. So I'm all for it. A bit of synergy there.
Nice one. Done.
Supernova? Thanks for coming on the show.
No worries.
Your operative word that you've said a lot today is done.
Done.
Do you have somewhere to go?
Check.
Check.
Oh, I forgot about that segment.
That's all right.
We'll bring it back next week.
We got it at the end.
We'll check that. We'll bring that back.
We'll bring it back next week.
Supernova, thanks for coming on the show. We'll continue to call you Supernova despite Novak Djokovic being called Supernovak.
Thank you. I'll see you in the courts and stay tuned for how that's going up.
My name is Matt Greenlaw. Thank you for listening to The Sack on Sunday.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.